Hi, this is George Thorogood, and you're listening to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show.
September the 21st. All right, we got John Boy and Billy and Randy and Jackie in the studio. Andy behind the glass. In an effort to pull ourselves together, keep us falling apart. Taylor has a little surgery on that shoulder that's been giving her some trouble, so we'll miss her today.
You know, I had my wrist done surgically, and I didn't miss a day's work.
I saw that. I'm looking at the scar. Everything
well,
all right
you don't
here.
Talk with your hands the way she does. She has to have full mobility. You know?
Yeah, she got to get her arms up over her head.
Right.
You know, that's definitely a fun position for us to watch her do that as well. You? Yeah.
Yeah, not so much.
You're trying not to hurt yourself typing.
Yeah. That's my high five in hand, by the way.
In fact, the less body language you could put in, the better, actually.
Oh, no problem.
Actually. All right, then, let's see what national days we got today. National Chai Day. It celebrates the strong, satisfying tea. All right, and am I pronouncing it right? Chai?
I think that is how you pronounce it.
Chai. Mm-hmm. So, chai tea. Do we know what country that's out
of? China.
All right. Yeah. Okay, good. Get some Chinese tea.
Have you heard all the tea in China?
Oh, yeah. Have
That's where that comes from.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Got a lot of tea in China.
Mm-hmm.
China. Mm-hmm. All right. It's National, that was for Jackie, she loves it. It's National New York Day.
A good day to move your freaking car.
So it's populated by the Lenape people, also known as the Delaware Indians. Mm-hmm. They populated New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and parts of Delaware and Connecticut. The Dutch were the first Europeans to settle the area named New Netherland. Mm. Settlements and trading posts developed up and down the Hudson River. Albany, the state capital, was once called Beverwijck, and the center of the fur trade. Mm. So all that stuff, and it's National New York Day. Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, think about the iconic things that come to your mind when you think about New York City. All right, so you got Statue of Liberty, and then after that has to be taxis, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, the first taxis that hit the streets in New York City were actually electric cars.
Is that right?
Yeah, back in the 1920s, I think. Yeah.
How'd they charge them?
Oh, they didn't charge them. They just drove them till they went dead and abandoned them.
They had to wait for lightning to strike, the 1.21 gigawatts.
All right. Kind of an interesting fact. Thank you for trying.
Okay.
It's National Pecan Cookie Day. Something I found, pecan cookies, we got it. Those stupid national days, it says here, this delicious cookie can be eaten and enjoyed morning, noon, and night by hungry snackers. Huh. Well, thanks for your permission.
Well, it's because the pecan board got this thing passed, and they wrote the description.
I guess so.
You know, the first pecan cookies were made out of electricity.
So, pecan, now this is interesting, believe it or not. Pecan is an Algonquian word.
No,
I don't know
not.
How to pronounce that.
Algonquian is not even an Algonquian so, word.
Anyway, it's a word to something that a language I can't pronounce, obviously. It means a nut requiring a stone to crack.
Algonquian.
Did you know that?
Algonquian.
Oh, no, he was a weather guy on a local TV station. But anyway, so a stone. So pecan means a nut requiring a stone to crack. That's the way you used to have to crack them.
Yep.
That'd get you a big rock. Mm. All right. They didn't have nutcrackers like in the Christmas store.
You know,
that day's coming up later this week, I bet. National Nutcracker Day.
And it is National IT Professionals Day.
IT Professionals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was like people who played like the character on the Addams Family.
Mm-mm, no.
All right.
I think there was only one guy.
IT is internal technology.
Internal technology.
Yeah, it's like the infrastructure inside of a business.
Ah, okay. So I guess you're one of those.
I am.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, happy IT Day.
Thank you.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Get our first prize pack out and get you ready to play Outburst. We got a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. It includes a Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. It's the latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine, pickle juicers, and convenient 2-ounce shooters and 64-ounce jugs. Get them now at MountOlivePickleshop.com. Or you go to that BigShow.com, click on the Mount Olive Pickles banner, making great products since 1926. Look at our three dates in history where we'll get our categories. Think along with us here. September 21st, 1970. ABC TV broadcasts its first NFL Monday Night Football game. The original host, Howard Cosell, Keith Jackson, and Dandy Don Meredith. Frank Gifford joined the Monday Night Football team the following year in 1971. Yeah, the first Monday night game, Cleveland Browns beat the New York Jets 31-21. All right, on this date in 2011, Google Plus social network service is released to the general public. Up to this point, it had been invite only, and over the next 3 months, additional features were added and bugs were fixed.
And yet, it still was a miserable failure.
Yes, it was.
So what is what was the deal?
It was like their version of like Facebook or something like that.
Or any like of the other social media. They just tried to do it. Do what you're good at and stick with that.
Right. All right. So that flopped. And then also on this date in 2011, popular U.S. rock band R.E.M. announced the band would be splitting up after 31 years. They apologized to fans, stating they were ready to end their band. The band had gained popularity in the early 90s, went on to become popular international musicians. Mm. You know, the original band out of Athens, Georgia.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm. Show City. Good stuff. All right, well, there's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. That's your toll-free line. Come on, we'll play Outburst next. September the 21st, our video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 10th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. You go to thebigshow.com, click on the banner for tickets, and where you'll see...
I like that dancing board.
Yep, somewhere just off the main drag at Merlefest.
All right, check it out. A little dance first thing in the morning. Make a visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, let's get...
Pat
winning
again. Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to Mike from Rock Hill, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Mike! Good morning, Mike.
Good
morning. Hey.
Good boy. Good morning, man.
Good morning, buddy. All right. Mike at the mic. Let's get through these categories, buddy. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, three football broadcasters. Ready, go.
Rip Musburger, Troy Aikman, and Howard Cosell.
All right. You got that. You got that. How about? That was my Keith Jackson.
Oh, okay,
right.
Okay.
Looking forward to that.
In that case, well done.
All right, Mike. Now, we need three social networks. Ready to go?
Yes, sir. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
All right. Here we go for the win. Three bands that have broken up. Ready to go?
The Beatles, R.E.M., and Led Zeppelin.
Well, there you go. That's the good work there, Mike. Big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack is head to you down Rock Hill.
That sounds awesome, John Boy. Thank you so much. Can I give a little shout out?
Of course you can.
I know you love these, man. One thing is, my band hasn't broken up. The Rolling Stones coming in about 10 days to Bank of America Stadium.
All right, good deal. Hey, man, who's going to look at that? Have they found anybody who's going to replace Charlie Watts?
No.
That's impossible. But his name is Steve Jones, and he played with Keith Richards and his band, The Expensive Winos.
Yeah.
All right, beat Billy to it. Good work there, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Billy. I didn't mean to step on you.
John Boy, Billy and Mike show. No. We'll continue. All right, good work, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Yeah, some fire early morning risers right on the other side. An episode of Dumb Crump News. All right. Show's on the radio. Keep an eye out for Mr. Poppin' on Stan Higgins. Should be popping in. We like the way he talks. That's less than 20 minutes. And right now, it's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the Big Show listener. Many, many years now. We ain't running out of them. The address will follow this report. Investigators say a man broke into an animal park in Inman, South Carolina, and stole a 7-month-old bear cub. He took the bear to a truck stop and charged people $1 each to pet it.
Wait, is this Inman? I think I've been to that truck stop.
I never planned.
Yeah.
Well, he was charged with third-degree burglary and grand larceny. And the man says he originally planned to steal a monkey, but settled for the bear after the monkey attacked him.
Sometimes you gotta cut your losses. You know?
You gotta get your butt kicked pretty hard by a monkey to think a bear's a move down.
A Palm Beach, Florida man discovered several unauthorized charges on his Visa card for food, music, movies, and skincare products. Well, the biggest surprise was a package he got in the mail from Identity Sweep. That's a company which specializes in credit card security.
Wait.
Yep. The identity thief used the victim's stolen credit card to buy a product designed to prevent identity theft.
Wow.
So there's a lot of crooks out there. Got to do your research.
Police in Crawley, England were called to a supermarket to break up a noisy brawl between two elderly grandmothers. Investigators say the pair were causing quite a ruckus by ramming into each other in their electric mobility scooters.
Oh,
well, that's when Oliver took the big girl shopping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got you, bitch.
I'm straight up gangster.
A woman walked into a JCPenney store in Richmond, Kentucky and tried to steal a handbag. As she was headed out the door, a security guard stopped her. But a woman dropped the purse, took a swing at the guard, and fled. She apparently really liked the purse. She had already put her wallet with ID in the bag before leaving the store. Well, she called the store later to report she had lost her wallet.
How'd that go?
Not too good. She was arrested when she went to the police station to claim it.
Oh, yes. Wow.
I got home on my scooter and realized that I think I'm out of
here. Arizona police and SWAT team members were called to an apartment after neighbors reported the sounds of a man and a woman yelling and breaking things inside. When the team arrived, they found a 21-year-old man inside the apartment all by himself. Police say the man was conducting both sides of the argument, using his own voice for the male side and a high-pitched voice for the woman. He was taken into custody and scheduled for a mental exam.
You're useless.
Shut up, bitch. What kind of argument is that?
I thought he was an actor.
A Miami, Florida man was arrested for stealing an aluminum light pole from a street corner. A crew from the local power company had unloaded the pole by the side of the road and were coming back to install it once they got proper clearance from the city.
So what, it was still in the box?
Well, it was laying there.
The suspect spotted the 40-foot pole and somehow managed to strap it to the top of his minivan. Needless to say, this attracted the attention of police, who pulled him over and arrested him.
So I'm guessing he didn't leave the house planning to do this.
Just laying there.
Yeah. A man walked into Walgreens pharmacy in Port Richey, Florida, and handed the clerk what he apparently intended to be a hold-up note. But the piece of paper was completely blank.
Well, so take that.
Sensing the suspect might be a tad clueless, the clerk dialed 911 right in front of him, causing the man to flee the store. A woman was arrested in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and charged with making 17 bomb threats. She also threatened to shoot several people. Police say the woman, a fifth grade school teacher, was upset because she had been reassigned to teach fourth grade.
Oh, well, good news. You won't have to worry about either fourth or fifth grade anymore.
Bridgeport, Connecticut police showed up to arrest a 21-year-old man wanted on a domestic assault charge. When the cops moved in, the man turned to his 9-foot-long pet python and yelled, "Get him!"
Now, you know, I know this is Bridgeport, Connecticut, but I hear that with a southern accent for some reason. Get him!
Well, this being real life instead of the movies, the snake wasn't much help, and the suspect was arrested. Now, the attack snake, And finally, a pair of thieves broke into a department store in Monroe, Washington, and stole several pillows. Apparently, the men couldn't wait to get home to try out their ill-gotten gains. Police found the suspects in an alley near the store, sound asleep on these stolen pillows. They were awakened and arrested. If you got Dumb Crook News, you can mail to Dumb Crook News the old-fashioned way. John Boy Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. Good Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, I see Stan the Man is here today. You know, he hadn't been hanging out at the front desk. Maybe he's cooled off on Babs a little bit. I'm sure we'll find out as soon as he
pops in. Whoa. Don't mind if I do. John Boy, Billy, Jackie, Randy, Tater, put him on a glass. Andy behind the glass. What's
up? You're in a pretty perky mood today, man. Is there a new girl in your life?
Oh, not yet. But soon, my friend. You see, my bald-capped young friend, it is hunting season.
Well, I didn't know you were a hunter.
Oh, that is an affirmative. A thunderous thumbs up. Absolutely, as the kids say. But it's not the bounty of nature that I seek. I am a hunter of honeys, a chaser of cheesecake, a pursuer of pultitude, a ferreter of the garden variety female.
I didn't know that had a season.
Well, one can readily tell you have been removed from the bachelor life for far too long. You see, it's nearly fall. And with fall comes the most romantic season of all, pumpkin spice season.
Wow.
Yes. Much like unwanted azalea bushes, chicks dig it.
Makes sense, I guess. So tell me now, how do you parlay the ladies' love for pumpkin spice into a romantic relationship?
Well, it's all in the presentation. First of all, location, location, location. Set yourself up at the local Estaminet.
Excuse me?
Estaminet. Caffee house. Don't be a rube. Then you have to drop some carefully crafted heavy one-liners.
Oh, I can't wait, so I lay it on me.
Hey, sweetie, let's give them pumpkin to talk about. See, I rest my case.
Wow.
That's as good as in the bag right there, as we say.
Yeah, but she's easy.
Hey.
As I've heard. You know, when it's not pumpkin spice latte season, I'm depresso. It's a take on espresso. Don't be a rube. Another winner is, unless it's pumpkin spice, I don't give a frap. I think it's your gas station coffee guy.
Yeah.
You are so beautiful to me. See, Randy gets it.
Yep.
oh my gourd, don't you love pumpkin spice? Because clinically, pumpkin is a gourd. Wow. And my favorite, hey, sip happens.
Wow. But, Stan, there's more than just coffee, right?
Oh, well, these are merely icebreakers. From there, we advance to the subtle sensuality of muffins, cheesecake, and for the more rural types, pumpkin spice spam. Then the coup de grace, pumpkin spice hard seltzer. That really puts them in the mood, dude.
So you just never really struck me as a pumpkin spice kind of guy.
Me? Oh, no. I hate the stuff. I would rather eat a turd hoagie than let anything pumpkin spice touch my tongue. I'd rather hear about my car's extended warranty than take a deep whiff of a pumpkin spice room refreshener. Nay, I'd be more inclined to get a very personal body part pierced than ever, ever, than swallow a pumpkin spice ban-ban.
Hey, what?
A ban-ban.
Well, some guys will do for love.
Well, in truth, I'm more of a lust guy than a love guy.
That's what I thought.
Say, by the by, do you happen to know if the Fair Babs is fond of the pumpkin spice pastiche?
I think so.
Ah. Well, I gotta go.
So where are you headed?
To buy a turd hoagie to get the pumpkin spice taste out of my mouth.
Ah, Stan, next time you back this way, don't forget.
Happen? I always do. Later, taters.
Hey, good morning, John Boy. Hey,
buddy, welcome to the big show.
Hey, I'm proud to be here now.
Right, man.
Proud to be here. I just got out of the shower. Uh-huh. I'm about busted to be.
All right. Uh-oh, Jackie's picturing you naked. We don't need that.
Oh.
Hey, we're fixing to drag up and go up. Hey, Beach Pub is a very popular place in Covell, Missouri. Oh. And my dad plays cards there every day besides.
All right, get in the card game.
There you go.
All right. All right,
oh, yeah.
Let's go. Well, it sounds like you got a full schedule, so we'll make this quick.
Yeah, I'm proud to be here now.
Good morning. This is Big Show on the Radio, Tuesday, September the 21st. Yeah, I was at the farm over the weekend. We're talking about catching some bass, man. Ooh, we got some good ones.
In the
pier pond we got, man.
You
got
to throw them back or do you get
these? Yeah. No, we put them back. Let them grow. We done caught 5, 6, and 7 pounder. I'm convinced they might have a 10 pounder in there.
Wow, man.
So, yeah, we're talking about records. That would be neat. I think a North Carolina record was caught out of a farm pond.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, man. Just keep them in there. Keep feeding them. But it was on this date in 1982. Albert, talking about old Albert McReynolds, he caught a record striped bass at Atlantic City, New Jersey. The record striped bass, 78 pounds, 8 ounces.
Wow. That's like an eighth grader.
There's something right there. What Albert was using.
Maybe an eighth grader.
And also, man, was looking at this. On this date in 1989, Hurricane Hugo hit Charleston, South Carolina. Our station down in Charleston, South Carolina, man, y'all first to feel Hugo back on this date in 1989. Memory came straight up, so that would be the anniversary of Hugo hitting our world headquarters town of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, we didn't see that one coming.
No, we sure didn't.
No, only my wife, and she still talks about it to this day. I told you it's coming right for us. I'm like, it's not coming right for us. Come to Charleston.
I made a beeline. So, yeah, you look at a straight line from Charleston, South Carolina, right up. It points this way, don't it?
There were so many people that were in that area that evacuated to Charlotte to get out of the way, and then the hurricane basically followed them here.
Yeah. Oh, I know, man. And then, you know, and they were talking about maybe it would hit the North Carolina coast. And a bunch of guys, when you move their boats down to Charleston. I just wanted to collect some insurance money. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
I still have the traffic light, the traffic signal that I picked up on my way to work. I tried to give it back. They wouldn't take it. I'm not kidding you. I called every law enforcement, fire department, and nobody wanted it.
That is wild, man. Mm-hmm. I remember our old junior manager made you call the sheriff to see if they'd go pick me up and bring me to work.
We're a little busy right now, sir. I don't think we have time to deal with John Boy. Well, there's a house that has a tree on top of it, and we're trying to get the people out of it.
And yet, the guy that delivers newspapers in my neighborhood was the only set of lights I saw during the whole storm. He was still driving around delivering the newspapers. I think he got some new headlines today, bud.
That's commitment.
Yeah.
No, finally made it in. Just had to drive around all the trees and destruction and everything.
Yeah.
Made it in late, like toward the end of the show, and stayed a few hours after.
Yeah, I don't remember it happening that way.
I remember I was committed to doing my job.
I believe the first words out of your mouth, anybody got a Bloody Mary? For some reason, hurricanes make people want cocktails.
It was about lunch.
Uh-huh.
Well, lunch will also make him want a cocktail.
All right. So, striped bass and Hurricane Hugo. That's the highlights here.
Yeah.
Oh, my back. All right, Dan, what we got here coming up? Ooh, what to watch in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a...
Oh, prize packet. Made custom for you.
Jack's in there holding it, looking at it.
Oh, yeah,
it's a bar stool, tin sign, and hat from Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans for over 169 years. Behind every gun we build is you. Click on that Smith & Wesson banner at thebigshow.com and learn all about our proud sponsor.
You had it right there.
Beautiful hand of yours. All right.
He's making fun of me, right?
That baseball glove-sized hand of yours.
All right, hang on. We'll play for that in minutes. Had to push her out of the way to get to the music. Yeah. Bless her heart. All right, anyway, Tater is out this morning. Billy filling in for What to Watch.
Well, let's take a look at the weekend box office results first. Number one, again, for I think the third week in a row, Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings, Marvel's new martial arts spectacular, is a monster hit. Number two, Free Guy. This is the action/comedy starring Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
As a guy who finds out he's a character in a video game.
I've been looking forward to seeing that. I love Ryan Reynolds. I mean, he is just so funny.
Yeah, he's done some good stuff, no doubt about it. Number three was Cry Macho. This is Clint Eastwood's new movie that he stars in and also directed, and I think he also produced it. And he's playing a guy who is basically very much like himself, as a guy who was, you know, he's a cowboy type. And he's very old, as Clint, of course, is.
So like Clint, he's like 92 years old?
He's 92, and he's basically playing a guy his age.
That is wild, isn't it?
He's playing the stage of life he's actually in.
Well, you know, he did a good job. Wasn't it Gran Torino?
Gran Torino.
I mean, it was playing a man his age, and he did a great job.
So if that's number three in the theaters, and that's available on HBO Max, so you can watch it at home, too. Right. So that's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's not bad to see it performing well at the box office while it's on streaming at the same time. And by the way, finishing out the top five, Candyman, which is the new scary movie that's either a sequel or a reboot of the original Candyman from a few years back. It was number four. And another scary one, Malignant, came in fifth place at the box office. Streaming highlights, we've already talked about this. HBO Max has Cry Macho, directed by and starring Clint Eastwood. And Dwight Yoakam is also in this movie.
Oh, Dwight.
And it is streaming on HBO Max for, I think, the first 30 days. And as you can see, it's doing well in theaters and in streaming. On Netflix, there's a weird one called Squid Game, which is a weird title. And the premise is even weirder. It is a Korean game show. It's not an actual game show. It's a show about a Korean game show that finds all these people who are in desperate financial straits. It says, we can solve your problems for you, but we have a game we want you to play, which sounds kind of ominous at the beginning. But it's like they think it's like a TV game show, and it turns out it's this violent, you know, people are not making it all the way through to the end there because they're dying and stuff. It's like Holy Moly meets The Hunger Games, basically.
Wow.
So it's a weird premise, but it's like, I think, 6-8 episodes. It's a show about a reality show.
Man, you know, they ought to try that. You ought to talk to Steph about that, Jackie, on his show, Holy Moly.
Yeah, they could just wipe somebody out at the end of the episode. That'd be exciting. Yeah.
If you miss this putt, we're going to push off a cliff.
Right. And on Hulu, there's something called Only Murders in the Building. This is a new comedy mystery type series with Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Okay.
And that's streaming on Hulu right now.
Oh, yeah. Steve Martin and Martin Short. My middle son, Stick, his buddy that used to hang out there. They went to high school. They did a little film stuff together.
Yeah, they've seen it.
He's working in New York. He worked on that movie with Martin Short and Steve Martin.
Cool.
And they said they were really neat people. To hang around. So, and what's that on?
That is on Hulu.
On Hulu. Yeah. All right. Look at me paying attention now. That it affects me personally.
And paying attention to your actual kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
All
good
right.
for you.
Yeah, yeah. Got it going. All right, Billy. Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out researchers said that people with this physical characteristic are more sensitive to pain and much more likely to avoid pain stops. Like flu shots and dental exams. I think you added that just because it was me there, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, it was red hair.
People who have red hair, yeah.
Like complexions, too, man. That's where I'm getting stuff cut off of me, you know, for sun.
Yep.
In the sun, my old light skin.
Rafer tried to tell you, getting old ain't for wussies.
I know. I keep cutting things off every time I go in. Doc, what am I doing, trying to escape? All right, well, here we go. Today is John Boy Jeopardy. In 1921, Walter Anderson co-founded the first White Castle restaurant. But 5 years before that, he invented this.
What is the super burger flattener? And he didn't have a use for it, and he finally said, hey, wait a minute.
Because they have them little flat burgers.
A little flat burger. Yeah,
no, good guess. What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. And our video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 10th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets at thebigshow.com and click on the banner. That's where you click on the video today and see somewhere just outside of Merle Fest. A little happy dance first thing in the morning. All right, right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wah, wah, wah.
And now your host, somewhere just outside the limits of intelligibility from time to time, he is John Boy.
I'm alive, all right, man.
See, he just tapped it again.
I sounded like a hit. Let's say hey to Robert out of Augusta, Georgia. Good morning, Robert.
Good Tuesday morning, John Boy. How you doing?
Good morning. We awesome. Welcome in here, Robert. You first up. Let's see if you got it. It was 1921. Walter Anderson co-founded the first White Castle restaurant. But 5 years before that, he invented this.
I don't have a clue, but I'm going to guess. I'm going to say the beer keg.
Okay, you're guessing the beer keg. Let's see.
I think most people are handled hammered before they get to White Castle.
Yeah, they brought kegs of beer over on the Mayflower.
Yeah. I thought it was
great. Robert, we appreciate you trying to play with us this morning, buddy. You have a great day.
You too, John Boy. Have a good one.
All right, mate. Let's go to Roger. He's in Elizabethton, Tennessee. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, how you doing, John Boy?
Doing good, bud. Looking for what old Walter Anderson, co-founder of White Castle Restaurants, invented 5 years before he had his restaurant in 1921. That'll put you at 1916, if that helps.
Show off.
Yeah, quick math in my head. I'm proud. What do you say, Raj?
Hey, John Boy, I'm going to Hamburger bun.
Hamburger bun. Robert was more enthusiastic with his beer keg than you were with hamburger bun, but let's see. The Nazarene goes, that's correct. Yeah, that's something to do with the hamburger.
Well, you know, he had all those buns hanging around. So.
That's right.
If I had something to put in these, I could be rich.
So, and he was a co-founder, so he hooked up with somebody who had a line on the meat, I guess, and they were good to go. Hey, Roger.
Thanks for being beer keg.
Right. Roger, worked out for you, buddy. Big old Smith and Wesson prize pack headed over to Elizabethton for you.
All right. Thank you, John, boy.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Put us about 20 minutes away. A brand new call with Mary Jane, Zach's girlfriend. Wake her up. Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio. All right. Everybody else likes this besides us. More from Jerry Lewis. Wow, lady. That's a hook. Go ahead, isn't it?
For over seven decades, he was America's clown. Comedian, actor, singer, filmmaker, and humanitarian. He was born Joseph Levitch, but you knew him as the king of comedy, Jerry Lewis. In 2017, Jerry went to that big Friars Club in the sky, but he left behind a legacy of love and laughter. When his estate was cataloged, a number of Jerry's personal projects were uncovered. Now, for the first time ever, Don't Tell Records is proud to announce a brand new album of sensational hits. Jerry Lewis, Hey Lady.
She's a lady.
Jerry Lewis could take classic songs from every era and make them his own.
She's once, twice, three times the size of a lady. And I can't lift you. She's five, six. Exploding.
The heart of a comedian, the soul of a poet, the voice of a songbird. Jerry Lewis presents Hey Lady. Available now on Don't Tell Records and available for download at
www.blaven.schwendex.barryclifton.com. Oi, oi, dude looks like a lady. Oi, oi, dude looks like a lady.
Jerry Lewis, Hey Lady. Order now.
That's just stupid. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for your Tuesday, September the 21st. All right, Big Show listeners and boys, got my southern band. I guess it might be out in Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't know. They're called Knox by Night. They get a little dirty.
Sounds like them then.
Don't know how many of them will be playing on air, boys, yeah, but here's one. And here you go, your Big Show premiere.
I hear my wife a-coming, she's coming through the den. I won't be watching football till I fix this dryer vent. You know I'm stuck in husband prison until I hang these blinds. Ooh, I hope my team's a-winning or not too far behind. When I was a young boy, my father told me, son, don't ever get married, invest your money in trucks and guns. You know I'm stuck in husband prison, I miss my old Dodge Ram. Because my wife, she made me trade it in for a minivan. Took off last Friday, so I hooked up my boat. But before I could leave, my wife said, come help fold these clothes. You know I'm stuck in husband prison until these pants are dry. Oh, I hear the fish are biting, and it makes me want to cry.
What would you do if you ever got divorced, Charlie?
If I were divorced tomorrow and all the girls were mine, I wouldn't know what to do because it's been a long time. I'm doing life in husband prison, giving myself a hand. You know, I just might get lucky if I quit this stupid band.
Don't beat yourself up, Charlie. Probably not. All right, man. Y'all on the internet, is that the first time y'all have heard Googable? Did I just come up with a new one?
I think it's the first time it's ever been used. Yeah. See,
well, probably because Google ain't something, but Google is. But so you said Google. Googable.
Is it Googable?
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah. I think it's brilliant. Yeah. I'm going to use it, nothing else but that from now on.
Did you Google it?
All right. Well, I've said a lot of stupid stuff about the internet over the years.
No.
Y'all been making fun
all
of
it. Which is also Googleable.
So I finally come up with something y'all ain't heard for.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, good. All right. Gee, I would go home, but I've still got half a show to go.
Well, you could Googleable some things up to see what to, you know, to fill the time.
Hey, don't be stepping on my new word. Good morning. It is a Big Show on the radio rolling through you Tuesday morning, September the 21st. Let's see who this hour is brought to you by.
I gotta tell you, I've tried them all. Nothing seems to work for me anymore. I mean, I can't sleep. I'm
anxious all the time. I'm kind of starting to get this hopeless feeling. What's wrong with me?
Do you find it difficult to get aroused by any of the current U.S. presidential candidates? If so, you're not alone. It's a problem known as erectile dysfunction. It affects both men and women, and it's more common today than ever before. You've tried sucking it up. You've tried holding your nose in the voting booth. You've even tried, hey, how about a rich guy with a big mouth or a socialist nut job? Nothing seems to make any difference. If that sounds familiar, you may be suffering from erectile dysfunction. Be on the lookout for these important warning signs. Yelling at the TV while watching the news. Saying one thing when you really mean the exact opposite. An overwhelming urge to spend other people's money. Inability to administer mysterious private email servers. Strange, off-putting hairstyles. Pandering attention to the plight of gay and/or transgender people. The urge to confiscate firearms from their legal owners. Recurring dreams about building giant walls. Unwarranted concern about whether somebody makes more money than you. Looking like a police sketch of the Zodiac Killer. Bible thumping. Mispronouncing the word huge. Staying in a race even after you've been mathematically eliminated. Lying to Congress. And ass face. If any of those sound like you, you may have erectile dysfunction. But now there's a new non-prescription medication that can help. It's called Screw All of Them. Screw All of Them is a fast-acting, easy-drinking liquid from your nearby liquor or convenience store. Available in a variety of flavors, including pale ale, IPA, malt liquor, sour mash, Swedish vodka, peppermint, cinnamon, grape pucker, and Jägermeister. While not a cure for erectile dysfunction, Screw All of Them has been proven effective in relieving daily symptoms. Screw All of Them is for adults 21 and over. Some patients taking Screw All of Them experience moderate to severe side effects that may include slurred speech, inability to tell the difference between whispering and shouting, dancing like a retard, a sudden urge to visit a strip club or karaoke bar on a weeknight, false perception of being invisible and or bulletproof, belief that ex-lovers really need to hear from you at 3 o'clock in the morning, spontaneous ass kickings, unexplained rug burns on knees or forehead, telling a police officer you pay his salary, sudden late night incarceration, and job loss. Screw All of Them is not for everyone. But in an election year like this, it can really help. Ask your bartender if Screw All of Them is right for you.
I used to worry about politicians, but I finally found the answer. Screw All of Them.
Screw All of Them, from the makers of Damitol. Use only as directed.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win is a current events quiz. Clear your throat and take a seat, and you'll win.
Taste possessed.
We got a Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. Available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Hang on, we'll play for it in a minute. But first, here we go. The Honorable Mayor of Dismal Seepage, South Carolina, Merwin Q. Fiddleswoop.
Thank you, John Boy, and all your wonderful listeners.
So, what's on tap for this weekend?
Thank you for asking, John Boy. I'm tickled pink to announce the very first Dismal Seepage Comic-Con.
Comic-Con? That's a pretty big deal.
And how, John Boy? But this one is a little bit different. The emphasis isn't on the comic, but on the con. You see, these are comic books and graphic novels written and drawn by guests of the state, shall we say.
Not sure I understand.
Color me shocked. Now, as you know, Dismal Seepage is home to the Charles M. Schultz Prison for the Artistically Gifted.
I didn't know that. A prison named after Charles Schultz.
Yeah, and the inmates work for peanuts. Feel free to use that in one of your little skits.
Yeah. So the inmates are writing comic books.
Well, why not? I mean, not every convict is some social misfit making raisin wine in the toilet and smoking bird droppings, pumping iron out in the yard and trying to get the new guy to pick up the soap. No, some are just misguided, and we take them and give them a purpose in life.
Comic books?
That's a bingo. And in typical dismal seepage fashion, we're going to start off the weekend with a big parade down Main Street. Our Grand Marshal is sure to draw a crowd in no time flat, Stan Lee.
Whoa, hold on. If I'm not mistaken, Stan Lee passed away a few years ago.
Yes, he did, but I said flat Stan Lee. See, a flat likeness of the Marvel legend, you know, like the flat Stanley craze that went around a few years ago.
I don't know. Seems kind of deceptive.
Then off to the John Snyder Convention Center for the big main event, where all our guests will get to meet our handcuffed and shackled artistes.
So all comic books got a parent company like Marvel, DC, or Dark Horse. I assume these people have one.
Oh, very astute, John Boy. All our comics reside under the Solitary Refinement banner.
That's a great name.
And you can go to hell. Oh, thank you.
Well, listen, tell us about the authors and the comics they've written.
Will do, John Boy. First off, we've got Miriam Flosselhouse. She's the woman who was accused of several knife attacks.
Wow.
Oh, take it easy. She just attacked inflatable Christmas lawn ornaments. She's written the dark crime noir graphic novel, Knife to Meet You.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, we have to let him go.
Sticky Finger, I'll continue. Sticky Finger Pickpocket, Lester Gimme Gimme Gimmelrick, wrote and drew the comic series I Am Robber, You Are Glue. About a bank robber whose sidekick is made out of glue.
Kind of weird.
Just getting started, John Boy. Notorious pimp Silky Drawers is the author of Rated X-Men, about a group of sex workers with superpowers, led by Hoover Harrison. She's got super-powered lungs and has the suction strength of 10,000 vacuums.
Wow.
Yeah, she's my favorite. Boy, there's one. Where were we?
Sorry, we're on the guest artist.
Ah, yes. We'll have a Czech forger and noted polygamist, Roscoe Bundlenob. He's created a comic about a guy that takes his 25 wives on a plane trip. The plane crashes and they all wind up in hell together. It's called 25 to Wife.
Well, a lot of these seem to be autobiographical in nature.
Ah, well, here's one that isn't. It's by disgraced former Clinton crony Claude Twitch Shadowmeyer. He's written a 10-part graphic novel called The President of Cell Block D. It's about a corrupt, disgraced, 2-time female presidential candidate. And when she's sent to prison for all her crimes, she does in prison what she was never able to do in the real world.
Becomes president of Cell Block D.
Oh, you're paying attention. Kind of caught me off guard. And no matter what you ever have heard, Claude Shadowmeyer did not kill himself.
Is he dead?
No, I'm just staying ahead of the curve.
Well, any celebrity artist, guess.
A whole caboodle, John Boy. There's Denny Jurgens, the last surviving red shirt from the original Star Trek. Folks, we'll get to meet the legendary Jerry Martinelli.
Now, who's that?
Who's that? Who's that? Well. Jerry Martinelli is the original operator of the Alf puppet, you hillbilly. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And let's not forget the world's largest Harry Potter tribute artist, Harry Porker.
Cool. So was this weekend your idea?
Well, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but, you know, toot, toot. I mean, I am on the Prison Advisory Board, and this will put us on the map and generate a pretty good chunk of change.
That's fantastic. I mean, as long as you aren't taking the cut.
So come on down to the Dismal Seepage Comic Con Festival. We'll see you there.
Well, hi, y'all. Let's play the current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
Automotive news. Volkswagen pulls the plug on its best-selling product ever.
Whoa. All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll-free line. Don't worry about it. Take C and win. We play next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, September the 21st.
Video of the day is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 10th at Shawnee Motor Speedway. Where you get your tickets at thebigshow.com. Click on the banner where you'll see our video somewhere just outside of Merle Fest. Enjoy and make a daily visit to thebigshow.com. And now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee.
Yeah. All right. Let's say hey to Virgil from Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Virgil.
Yeah, it's Winnemucca, Nevada.
Well, that, well, it's close.
Jackie, how'd you get Waynesboro, Pennsylvania from? Wait a minute. All right, Virgil, you're going to have to go through that for me again. You're where in Nevada?
Winnemucca.
Winnemucca. Well, Winnemucca, I can see why Nevada. Jackie would just give up on that.
It's like a real playhouse place.
Yeah, Winnemucca. I like it. Yeah. It's fun to say.
All right. Nice. All right, Virgil. Well, glad you made it through in here. Let's get you the prize pack. All right, listen to Bentley. Here we go.
Well, Volkswagen is discontinuing its best-selling product ever. The company is phasing out part number 199-398-500-A, which has moved millions of units since it was introduced back in 1974. But it's not a car, it's a sausage.
Mm.
Specifically, the currywurst sausage in the canteen at the company's headquarters in Wolfsburg, Germany. Current CEO Herbert Dice says it's too expensive and carbon intensive, and so it's being replaced by a plant-based version like the so-called Impossible Burger.
Uh-oh.
Now, the original currywurst is so popular with Volkswagen employees, the company started selling it in German grocery stores and football stadiums. It's a hit. But the new vegan substitute isn't getting a very warm reception so far. Gerhard Schroeder, who's a former member of the Volkswagen Board of Directors, he was also the Chancellor of Germany from 1998 to 2005, says, if it was up to me, currywurst would stay on the menu. And if I was still the head of Germany's government, I'd work out a compromise that would include A, carbon credits to cover the production of the original version of the sausage, B, regular and vegan versions of the product, or C, invading Poland and taking their currywurst.
What you got, Virgil?
I'm going to have to go with C.
Yeah, boy. All right, there it was. Easy peasy. Liquid Performance Kit is all yours. Now the hard part, Jackie, getting it to your correct address. I just picking, baby. You can do it.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right, birds, hang on. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side, our time capsule for the September the 21st. Pick up a funny one there, isn't it, behind the glass?
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Yes, ma'am. This is Dennis Oliver.
Yes, you called and hung up on me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I got disconnected somewhere. Yes, ma'am. I had a question for you, hoping maybe you could help me with something. I don't have no dentist up here in this area. I just moved up here from Houston, Texas. And before I left down there, I had some gold and a silver teeth was put in my mouth, you know. And lately, when I lay down at night, this may sound crazy,
but it starts to hurt?
No, I can hear a radio station.
Huh? I don't know anything about that one. Honest to God, I've never heard of that.
You hadn't?
No, sir.
I really can't.
Fun. I really hadn't heard it.
No, yes, ma'am, but I'll tell you what now, seriously.
You really can't hear?
I can hear.
Are the two teeth right side by side?
Yes, ma'am, they're right side by side. And I'll tell you what, my old lady, says she can't hear it or nothing, but I can't even go to sleep for her. You ever heard anything like
no,
that?
No, but let me go ask Dr. Rager.
Well, just a minute. I don't want you to bother him. I just want to ask you a couple of things. Because I know this sounds crazy. She says she can't hear him, and I called two dentists down there in Houston before I left. The one that did it was out of town, and he said, of course, the lady worked for him act like she thought I was crazy or something. And I called another one I didn't know, and they act like they thought I was crazy. But really, it's been like 1992 since I was ever in any kind of, had any kind of mental problems or anything. But I'm all right now. But I was wondering, you think like when I talk, that people could hear me on the radio? You know what, when I'm talking?
I don't have any idea. The only thing that you might be experiencing,
yes, ma'am,
is what they call galvanic shock.
Galveston.
Galvanic shock. And that's where you have two different types of metals side by side.
Yes, ma'am.
Rubbing together.
Uh-huh.
And that can cause something called galvanic shock.
Galvanic shock.
Yes, sir. But as far as anything else, I have never heard of anything else. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying I've never heard of it.
Wait.
But I do know that you can get galvanic shock, and it'll make you feel like if you've ever taken your fork and stuck it accidentally into one of your fillings, and how it makes you just sharp pain.
Yes, ma'am.
Now that I can, and it could be what you're experiencing is galvanic shock, but I've just never heard of it in that form.
Well, it won't, you said shock, it won't eventually get what electrocute you or something, like I pick up a spark off or something.
It'll just be, have you ever bit down on something on a fork and it would shock your mouth because you hit a filling with that?
Yes, ma'am, I know what you mean.
Well, that's the only thing that you'll be experiencing, as far as I know.
You don't think there's no way y'all could stop this from doing this, so?
That's why I'm saying let me go and ask Dr. Rector.
But I tell you, while you're in there, would you ask him, Miss Hen, if he can't stop it altogether, at least reckon if he could just put it on a different radio station or something. I don't particularly like the kind of music it's playing,
I don't think we can do that, sir.
You don't?
No, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, look here, I got to leave town, and I'll call you when I get back, but I sure do appreciate your help. I'll be in there to see
you. Y'all call Will and say, Will, we did. We heard you on the radio, man.
John Boy and Billy.
Get it?
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. All right, catch up on all things college football with a Pac-Man coming up about 20 minutes. Right now, let's act.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Ricky B. Gets Scoped. As our story opens, Ricky B. Sharp is in the recovery room at Brushywood Medical Center in Dothan, Alabama.
Okay, sleepyhead. I don't know if you can hear me. The doctor said your colonoscopy went real good. Soon as you wake up, we'll get you home so you can take it easy for the rest of the day.
Am I dreaming? That sounds like the voice of an angel.
Nope. It's just me, honey.
Well. I am one lucky son of the gun. Not only am I Dothan's most beloved fast food master, I get to wake up to the face of the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, ain't you a sweetie? You feeling all right? Are you ready to go home?
Yeah.
That's a no, not quite yet.
Excuse me, Mrs. Sharp? I'm Dr. Brown. I did your husband's exam today.
Oh, hey there, Doc. How'd he do?
He passed with flying colors. Hey, quick question. I got a call this morning from your husband's boss. He asked me to send him a copy of
the video from the procedure. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm fine with it.
Really?
Yeah, they always play it at the company Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's the highlight of the evening. So you just send it on over.
All right, I'll have the technician take care of it.
All right.
Hey, is that old Jed Clampett there? The one that's been drilling for mud bunnies in my South 40?
Welcome back, Mr. Sharp. Good news. Everything looks fine. You're all set.
Ah, I like the sound of that. I see you met my wife, Lucy. Mm-hmm. She ain't no spring chicken, but she ain't half bad for a woman her age.
Ain't half bad for a woman her age? You sure have changed your tune. Just a second ago, you told me I was the most beautiful woman in the world.
I did? Huh. I reckon the propofol must be wearing off.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
You know, the angel that was here before you undid them top two buttons.
Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old lady at the checkout desk say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Stick them again, Doc.
Yeah, that good. Pecker record turkey calls.
Yeah.
Pecker record. Hey, my old buddy Pecker from Graham. We call his second wife Pecker record.
Maybe they're related.
All right, dude, let's all jump out, catch up on your news, get going with Hoyt and the Boys, Monday morning tune. Hang on. Tuesday morning, big shows on the radio. Right, hang on. Pac-Man joins us in minutes. Right quick, got a bonus top 10 list for you, Billy.
Another entry in our continuing series, Top 10 Things Nobody Ever Says. Number 10, these darn pants don't fit anymore. I guess I need to put on some weight. Number 9, our big mistake, we didn't do nearly enough shots at that last place. Number 8, how did I end up with all these phone charger cables? Number 7, I'll tell you exactly what's wrong with Crazy Uncle Bob. He's not spending enough time on Facebook. Number 6, sometimes I worry I'm not watching enough Real Housewives of Atlanta. Number 5, wonder what Bill Cosby's been up to lately. Number 4, son, your mother and I think it's about time you got a face tattoo. Number 3, you know who you never hear about anymore? The Kardashians. Number 2, a new Gilbert Gottfried movie, sweet! And the number 1 thing nobody says... I don't know. Seems a tad late for Waffle House.
Good morning. Got the big show on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a variety pack of Astera Labs products. Pharmaceutical grade CBD made in the USA and no bitter aftertaste. Go to BigShow.com. Click on Astera Labs banner. Enter code JBB. Get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. We'll play for it in minutes. Right now, time for sports with a Pac-Man. All things we need to know about college football. My man Mark Packer keeps us up all year long. Good morning, Pac.
Good morning, John Boy, Billy, and crew. I tell you what, Johnny, it was crazy again over the weekend. College football is nuts. We've had 19 teams ranked lose through 3 weeks, which is an all-time record in the AP polls, and so the ones that come out with a poll before the college football playoff does, and they've been doing the poll since 1936.
Wow.
So we have, that's crazy, right? 19 teams who had a number beside their name
have suffered an L through 3 weeks. That's never been done before.
And that's the top 25. That's the top 25. 19 have already lost. Wow, that is crazy, man.
Never happened. We've seen it more upsets from that perspective than ever before. I'm starting to wonder if it's even an upset anymore. But, you know, we saw some teams that we're used to seeing dominate really struggle. Alabama going to the swamp for the first time in 10 years. The Florida Gators pushed it to the max. Alabama ends up winning the game by two. And now there's people around the country going, hey, man, maybe Alabama's vulnerable. I mean, they had a tough time stopping the run and everything else. But for Nick Saban, that is now 32 consecutive wins against teams in the SEC East. That would be the likes of Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina, Missouri, et cetera, et cetera. 32 in a row. The last time Alabama lost to a team in the SEC East was South Carolina when the head ball coach was coaching there back in 2010.
Wow.
2010. So, again, Bama with the win. Clemson is really struggling offensively. I don't know what's going on in Tigertown. Defense is really, really good. But, Johnny, you know, we're so used to seeing Clemson run up and down the field scoring points at will. They have really had a tough time. There's 130 teams playing football, bowl, subdivision football. Clemson's offense today is ranked 114 out of 130. So let that marinate. They got a road trip to NC State this weekend. Wolfpack feels like they're overdue to finally beat the Tigers. We'll see what happens on that front. But there is just crazy stuff happening all over the place. Florida State. Remember how great Florida State used to be, Johnny?
Yes.
Man, a lot. They won the national championship in 2013. Proud of that, the great Bobby Bowden. Florida State goes up to Winston-Salem over the weekend. They lose. They're now 0-3. It is their worst start since 1976, which was the first year Bobby Bowden was coaching down in Tallahassee. So the Noles are off to a lousy start. Miami's 1-2. They got punked at the Hard Rock by Michigan State. North Carolina bounces back in a wild game in Chapel Hill. They knocked off Virginia 59-39. Sam Howell is he's throwing, he's running, he's doing great stuff. But, man, for all the non-offense at Clemson, North Carolina's got all the offensive weapons. They're going up and down the field. So, crazy stuff all over the place. Oklahoma really struggled against Nebraska. It was a reminiscent of the 50 years ago, the greatest game of the century. So, Oklahoma's struggling in terms of trying to figure it out. Ohio State can't figure out their defensive problems. Clemson can't score. Three teams that were always expecting to win a bunch of games, and they still might. They still might. But we've never seen all three of them struggle in different facets like they are right now. So it just leads to what's coming up this week. Best game in the SEC, I tell you, pretty Texas A&M taking on red-hot Arkansas. They'll be playing down there in Big D. That'll be great. That'll be fun. Tennessee, by the way, got a win, but they got to go down to the swamp to take on the Gators. So that's what's going on in the SEC. And as I mentioned, Clemson and NC State, probably your best game this weekend on Saturday at Carter Finley in Raleigh. But college football is upside down, man. It is just totally bonkers right now.
So it might be maybe four different teams, or at least maybe three in the Final Four playoff. I don't know, man.
Yeah, John, I tell you what, as unpredictable as it is week to week, and I've even criticized some folks in the national college football media who are so concerned. We wait all year for the season to start, and then we play one or two weeks, and all we worry about is using the college football playoff. As unpredictable as this season has been, it's almost impossible to try to figure out who's going to be in the college football playoff. And, you know, Georgia looks great. Their defense is out of sight. They cruise by South Carolina. But yet, you know what, there's still some places where they can stub their toe. They got to play Auburn. You know, the Georgia-Florida game, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party is always interesting. And after watching the Gators push Alabama, that won't be a layup. So, you know, people still got to go take care of their business. But, you know, everybody that just assumed, oh, it's going to be the same old, Alabama, Clemson, you know, Ohio State, hey, Oklahoma. You know what? That's why we play. And you just never know, especially college football. It's not the NFL where you kind of have a bunch of grown men doing anything. College football still got 19 to 21-year-olds out there running around like crazy. If the girlfriend broke up with them, man, they can't play Dead Cowboys movie on Saturday. So you just got to wait and see how this thing plays out.
Well, like we said last week, let's just enjoy it, shall we? That's what I've been looking forward to.
Exactly right. Every week there are great storylines in college football, and that's the best part about it.
All right. Good stuff, Pack. We appreciate you, buddy. You have a great week. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Enjoy the week, man. We'll talk to you.
All right. There's our boy Mark Packard, ACC Network, down on the big ESPN. All right, then. Well, let's play our wordy word game, y'all. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Since we're missing Tater this morning, all right. Going to be a different little team deal. I'm kind of looking forward to this. All right.
Oh, boy.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Come on. We'll play next. Good morning. This is a Big Show on the radio rolling through you Tuesday. That video today is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 10th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets at thebigshow.com when you click on the banner. That's where you'll see our video somewhere just outside of Merlefest. Check out this old dude picking them up and putting them down. thebigshow.com. And we'll be taking a classic beer request off the wall coming up in minutes. Right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a birdie bird and a birdie bird. Let's meet our contestants. We got Ryan from Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Ryan.
And John Boy.
Hey, buddy, welcome. And we got Ben. Ben is from Center, Texas. Good morning, Ben.
Hello, John Boy.
Hello. Hi, boys. Welcome in here. All right, in Tater's absence, I'm going to get to play on both teams.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It'll be me and Billy with Ryan, and then me and Randy with Ben.
This will be interesting to see who you have the better chemistry with.
Well, that's not fair. He's immune to your stuff.
All right. Well, let's just, split it right down the middle and have some fun with it. All right. So, Ben, you relax, and me and Ryan will go for the first 30 seconds.
There's
going
to be consequences and repercussions.
All right. All right, Ryan, you ready, buddy?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put them right in your head. Shout them out. Starting the clock now. This is the fruit monkeys eat.
Bananas.
Yeah. All right, this is white stuff you have in your hair. Do you use Head and Shoulders?
Shampoo.
No, no. To get rid of what in your hair?
Oh, dandruff.
Yeah, that's it. Go. All right, this is old dinosaur bones. What do you call a dinosaur bone? It's old.
Fossil.
Yeah, all right, kind of rhymes with it. You take these out when you're a kid, a doctor does. Out of your throat.
Tonsils.
There you go. All right, we put a four on the board. Good work, Ryan. All right, and now me and Ben will go for 30 seconds.
All right.
Johnny, don't worry. This guy's an idiot. I've heard him play.
Ben, are you ready, buddy?
Always.
All right. Well, start the clock now. This is what Santa Claus says, his laugh.
Ho, ho, ho.
There you go. This is his name, Chris what?
Kringle.
Yeah,
Kringle.
All right. You get kissed under this plant.
Mistletoe.
Yeah, all right. To not close, but the opposite of opposite of close.
Open.
Yeah,
open.
Uh-huh. Four of these make a gallon.
Quart.
Yeah. Jimmy Dean is the blank king.
Sausage.
And there awesome. You go. All right. So me and
okay,
Ben.
Johnny, maybe he's a little better than I remember.
Yeah, I'm better than that.
All right. So 6-4. Ben leads by 2. All right. Billy left you with a deficit with 2. Let's see if you and Ryan can make it up here. Ryan, you ready, buddy?
Well, yeah, let's go.
All right. And go.
In a storm, this comes with lightning. It's the sound.
Thunder.
Bam.
There you go. Let's see. If you're, let's see.
Pop.
A pop goes this. It's an animal. Pop goes the...
A weasel.
There you go. This is the guy who used to carve a Z in people. He wore a mask and rode a horse in the Old West.
Zorro.
There you go. You might shop for old furniture. Real old furniture is called what kind of furniture?
Used furniture?
Really old. Like from the 1800s.
Antique.
There you go.
All right. So Bill and Ryan got another 4 to put on the 4 of 8 for Ryan.
Thanks
eight
for helping
score.
Me out there, John. You know that other guy. He won't do that.
You got it. All right. So set up Randy and Ben. Two will tie.
You know, it just occurred to me, I can't lose.
Three will win.
Either way, you're going to be happy. I love this.
That's right.
Suddenly, I like this game.
All right, Ben and Randy, ready, go.
This is a small container that you keep liquor in. You carry it in your back pocket.
Flask.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is, if you're going to bake this, it's like a dinner that's everything in one dish.
A microwave dinner? No.
Everything in one
dinner?
You have to make it all in one
casserole.
Big, yeah, boy.
Tied up.
All right, so you have to pay your power bill every... Okay, so this is... electricity is a form
utility
of...
bill.
Utility bill. Nah, sorry. It's my bad.
Well, you got two, so that is tied up.
Yeah.
We go to overtime.
Good job, John.
All right. Wow, this is the perfect chance. Ryan and Ben, an extra 30 seconds. You could play with me both times, but I don't think that would be fair. Let's dice it up. So it'll be Ryan and Billy and then Ben and Randy.
Okay.
All right. Okay, let's do that. I think my work here is done. I've got to set up a tie. All right. All right, Dan. So Ryan and Billy, are you ready, Ryan?
Yes, sir.
All right. Picking up on that
Who's going? Billy's going.
Billy's going. Billy and Ryan. Ready, go.
Red Bull is this kind of drink. It's got a lot of caffeine, so it gives you what?
Energy drink.
There you go. Let's see. A dog makes this noise before he barks or bites you.
Wolf. Growl.
There you go. Let's see. When you're getting out of a submarine, you have to open this to go out.
A hatch.
Yep. Gilligan's Blank TV show.
Island.
Yep. Hold on. We got a fumble here. All right. So you use a keyboard to do this. With your fingers, what do you do on a keyboard?
Type.
Yes, there you go. All right.
All right, put a 5 on the board for overtime. And now Ben and Randy.
We can do it.
5 will force double overtime, 6 will win. All right, Ben and Randy, ready, go.
You're not a billionaire. It's a little bit lower than that. How many?
A million?
Yes.
Yeah, a million.
All right, so real pretty girls do this, and they parade up on stage for you. It's a beauty...
Strut?
No. Nope.
Pageant?
Yep.
Two.
All right, so it's a kind of soup. Clam?
Chowder.
Yep.
Three.
All right, so it's a rank in the military. It's not a private. Go above that.
Corporal, sergeant, general,
above sergeant.
Lieutenant, colonel.
I was trying to get you to say major, and not too good the way you did that, Ben. Doggone it. Ryan wins, 5-3. Ben, we know you are a player, buddy, and you can try again anytime.
Okay, thank y'all.
All right, Ben. And Ryan, look at you, buddy. Your big old prize pack coming to Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. Congratulations on your victory.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, man. Good morning. Got the big show on the radio. Got a classic bit request of the morning right here. Mr. Mark Hampton out of Belmont, Texas, wants to hear Rev and Goob. All right. Old school going back. The Preacher's Bike.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
It's a classic. All right, Mark, you got it. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. On time, Big Show listener Mark Hampton out of Belmont, Texas. Specific requests from the Rev and Goob.
Yeah, just right over here is fine. Yeah, right there.
Just hang on, one,
yeah,
two.
Yeah, it's on.
One, two.
Good morning, John Boy
and Billy. Like to say that it's wonderful being here this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Ernie. It's good to have you.
No, I said I'd like to say it was wonderful. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, it's pretty much a bitch being here with you boys first thing in the morning. You know what I'm talking about. Give me a high five.
All right. Uh-huh.
But now, the reason that I'm here today... What is the reason that I'm here today?
You're sleeping in my car this morning.
Oh, yeah. I knew that it was the reason I was here today.
There it is.
It's to introduce to you the biggest name in entertainment since the Lizard Man from Bishopville, South Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, is Cuba.
Thank you very much, Reverend Ernest Lee Sincere.
That's all right, boy. High five.
All right.
Lo-fi.
All right.
One in between.
Right.
Ten right quick.
Okay. All right.
Okay, one more.
Right. Okay. Oh, come on. Go. All right. All right, just stay over there. Morning, John Boy. And Billy, it's nice to see Ernie working again, ain't it?
It sure is.
Yeah. At least coming close.
Yeah,
I tell
close.
You what. Hey, you know Archie Glick? I ever talked to you about Archie?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
him.
Lives down there close to Bishopville, South Carolina, matter of fact.
Uh-huh, yeah.
All right, matter of fact, Archie was the lizard man long before he became popular. Got like a lounge. That's another story.
Yeah.
What I will tell you about is a story old Archie told me. He said they had a preacher come to town there. So it's relatively new, been in town 3 or 4 weeks. He's always riding a bicycle around all over the place. Didn't have no car, just rode his bike. Little small town, that's all he needed to get around.
Yeah,
well, he saw him walking down the street one day, and Archie said, "Preacher, where's your bicycle?" And he said, "Well, I tell you, I don't know. I reckon somebody stole that thing, because I just can't find it nowhere. Don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm just bummed out about it." Archie said, "Well, I got an idea how you might be able to get that thing back, Preacher." He said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, tell me about it." He said, "Well, this Sunday, why don't you preach on the Ten Commandments? And then when you get to that and about thou shalt not steal, you just bear down on that one real hard. And whoever stole your bicycle, well, they'll get guilty. They'll be convicted, and they'll give your bicycle back to you. That's all you got to do. That'll work." And Preacher said, "You reckon that'll work?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You reckon?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah." All right, he said, "I'm going to try it." So next week, that's my preacher riding down the street on his bicycle. Archie stopped and said, "Hey, Preacher, I guess that sermon about the Ten Commandments kind of worked, huh?" And Preacher said, "Yeah, I guess you could say that." Archie said, "Just like I said, what, did you bear down on about thou shalt not steal and felt guilty and brought your bicycle back?" And Preacher said, "Well, not exactly." He said, "When I got to that one that says thou shalt not commit adultery, I remembered where I left my bicycle." All right, boy, we're going to get out of here. Good Brad, you want to help me with Ernie?
Yeah.
All right, grab his feet, baby. Watch out. They might be loaded. All right, we're getting out of here, John.
All right,
good morning. It's a big show on the radio here. A few more minutes on the broadcast. What that means, when the broadcast ends, next up is the podcast. John Boy and Billy's Late Risers Podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, get it. It's absolutely free. Of course, we got it set up really easy for you. Just go to thebigshow.com. Right there.
And we're now approaching 2.2 million downloads.
All right. Good stuff. Appreciate y'all. We tell you, man, you got friends and family moved away from where you get the big show on terrestrial radio. Let them know about this, man. People still discovering it even in our home state. Got a shout out Michael Yates, old Yates Meister. Used to have fun back in the racing days. Me and Doc Brewer and Mike Yates. Just found that where he's moved away and enjoying. And of course, you got military around the world. It's a great way for them to keep up with little home for thebigshow.com and the Late Risers Podcast. That's neat stuff. Thank y'all for sharing that and letting everybody know they can get it. All right here. Let me see. Check out tomorrow, Bert Kreischer, The Machine. Our old buddy Bert's going to join us. He's going to be back on the road. He just wrapped up filming a movie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to him about that based on all his experiences that you've heard about here on The Big Show. let's see. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We talked to our buddy Jeff Plate last week. They announced they're touring. Yeah, back in venues. They'll kick things off December the 8th in Columbia, South Carolina. 9th, they'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina. December 11th in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, man, they got a bunch of shows. Was it like 59 cities or something they're hitting? Yeah.
Amazing.
Go to trans-siberian.com. Find out where they are near you. James Gregory is going to be playing, let me see, the 24th of September. All right, that's this Friday at Andy Griffith Playhouse. It's Mayberry Days going on in Mount Airy, North Carolina.
There you go.
So, James, perfect. Perfect comedian for Mayberry Days. That's coming up Friday.
You know, so talk to Bert tomorrow. And bam, bam, bam. All right, that's what I got right there. John Reap, we'll join with him on Friday, find out what he's going to do. I think he was going up D.C. last time.
When he says bam, 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 that means he's really close to wrapping it up.
All right, that's it. Yeah, you're right on time. Let's get it.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animate.com.
I will see y'all on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Means we're really close to the moon when you hear Randy with his smart alecky drop.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Ready? Bam, 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 and go.
Giddy up, you stubby little mare.